Throughout this election season, we're broadcasting excerpts from the candidates' stump speeches. Yesterday, we heard from Vice President Dick Cheney. Today, we'll hear from Democratic vice presidential nominee John Edwards. He spoke Monday at a rally in Kansas City, Missouri. He talked about the economy, job creation, and health care.
And what about building one health care system that actually works for all Americans? I mean, we see what's happened. You know, not only have millions of folks lost their health care coverage, over 45 million Americans without health care, but premiums have gone up by record amounts, $3,500 nationally in the last 4 years. But you'll all be happy to hear, this will be very comforting to you. George Bush has been traveling around the country laying out in a speech his health care plan for the next 4 years. I understand it's a very short speech. Not only that, the best I can tell is the health care plan for the last 4 years has been pray you don't get sick. We can do better than that in this country. Here's what we want to do. We want to make the same health care that's available to your congressman available to every single American. We also want to bring down the cost of health care, pooling catastrophic costs, giving direct tax breaks to employers so they can provide health care, to families to help them pay for the cost of health care, covering every child in America. And we're going to do something Bush and Cheney have not done. We're going to actually bring down the cost of prescription drugs in this country, which are completely out of control. Over and over, George Bush has had a choice. You know, he could have allowed prescription drugs safely into this country from Canada, been good for you, good for the American people. There was one catch. The big drug companies were against it. So he had a choice. Could be with you, or he could be with the drug companies. Who did he choose? Oh, yes, he did. Not only that, when we did another chance, when we did the Medicare prescription drug bill in the Congress, he had a choice. Could use the power of the government to negotiate discounts to get a better price for prescriptions, or he could be with the big drug companies. Who did he choose? Did the same thing when we fought for the Patients' Bill of Rights. John McCain and I and Senator Kennedy wrote the Patients' Bill of Rights. We wanted you to be able to make your own health care decisions, not have some bureaucrat telling you they're not going to pay for a treatment or a test or a surgery for your child. Or when you went to the emergency room, turn around and say, well, you didn't really need to go to the emergency room. Well, we can do better than that in this country. We got a Patients' Bill of Rights passed through the Senate, but George Bush had a choice. He could be with the insurance companies, the HMOs, or he could be with you. He chose the insurance companies and the HMOs. Let me just say this in very simple language. You cannot stand over and over and over with big insurance companies, big drug companies, big HMOs, big oil companies, and the Saudi royal family, and still stand with the American people.
Senator John Edwards speaking Monday in Kansas City, Missouri. We'll hear more speeches from the candidates in the coming weeks.